Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomim, we learn live from the Yerushalayim hills of Mivaseret, and we are learning the halachas that are so relevant to all you Talmidim coming back to Eretz Yisrael Shabbat, and incoming Talmidim Aleph. Din haroe ore Yehuda of Yerushalayim v'amikdash b'chorbanan. The halachas of someone who sees the cities of Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and the Beit HaMikdash in its korban, in its destruction. Haroe are Yehuda b'chorbanan. Someone who sees the cities of Yehuda, where Yehuda lived, the Shevet Yehuda, Omer, Arei Katshecha Hayumidbar. Person, when he sees this, is supposed to say the following statement, that Arei Katshecha Hayumidbar, the cities, your Kadosh cities, became Midbar, the Korea, and you then tear Kriya. What exactly and how you tear Kriya, we will see. And the Ramah adds, Ve'enu Chayiv L'Kroa, he says you're only going to be Chayiv to do Kriya, and like a Shemagia Samach Lahem, you're only Chayiv to go ahead and tear Kriya when you get close enough to them, Kamo Minat Sofim Yerushalayim, like we're going to see when it comes to Yerushalayim, a place called Sofim, which is a place that Yerushalayim could be seen. That's why it's called Sofim. We'll see what that means even more specifically when it comes to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is one of the Arei Yehuda as well, but as we'll see coming up in Sif Beis, Yerushalayim has its own special status, Legabe Kriya, and the statement that one makes when he sees Yerushalayim in its korban, in its destruction. Now, Poskim bring up that what is considered Arei Yehuda Bizmanenu? It's not simple. We know, and we're going to see what exactly Yerushalayim is for the most part, but Arei Yehuda, what is considered a Ir Yehuda? So, seemingly, Chevron would be one of those cities, and in fact, the Shari Tshuva addresses Chevron, and he says that it's not so simple. Shari Tshuva in Sif Katan Aleph maintains that it's not so poshut that Chevron, even though it's seemingly that's where Yehuda was, it might actually be our Chevron might actually be one of the Arei Miklat, and not Arei Yehuda. And therefore, Rav Tukachinsky says in his Sefer Eretz Yisrael that we're not noyeg to go ahead and be Kareya the Riyasan when we see Chevron, because we don't know what exactly today is the Arei Yehuda in general. And therefore, he says that the minhag is not to tear for any of the cities of Yehuda, besides, as we'll see coming up, Yerushalayim HaKadosh, which we'll see has a separate significance beyond the Arei Yehuda. It should be noted, though, that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Gemara Moshe, Arachayin Chelak Dalet, Simen Ayin Os Yud Aleph, and also in Chelak Hey, Simen Lamed Zayin Os Aleph, implied is that we are Kareya nowadays, but as we'll see, Rav Moshe talks about other issues with regard to Yerushalayim in terms of defining even Yerushalayim as a city that's b'chorban, that would apply as well to the Arei Yehuda, but we'll see that coming up. Regardless, I'm not aware of many, if any, one who tears Kriya on seeing the Arei Yehuda. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Arei Yehuda, the low Arei Yisrael, and not cities of Yisrael, cities of Reuven, Shimon, etc., because they're not chashiv like Arei Yehuda. Sif katan beis b'chorbanon. If you see it in its destruction, afilu yoshvin behen Yisrael. Even if there are Jews living there, kevan shai Yishma'elim moshlim aleihem. Since the Yishma'elim, the Arabs, are in control, mikri b'chorbanon. They're considered b'chorbanon. Now, like I said before, this is a big issue with respect to Yerushalayim, because even if we're not noyeg this with respect to Arei Yehuda, with respect to Yerushalayim, we're definitely noyeg to be Kareya. But the problem is Manazeh, now that we have a Medina, is Yerushalayim considered b'chorbanan? Because we are in control. And this is a big shaila. Nowadays, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Arachayim Chelak Dal Simen Ayin Ois Yud Aleph Chelak Hei Simen Lamed Zayin Os Aleph says, and this is what I was referring to before, says that nowadays, because we do not have to do Kriya unless we see places in Arei Yehuda or Arei Yerushalayim, or in Yerushalayim that are mamish birshus ha'umos. They are under the control and the governmental control of the nations. And if we are in control, then we do not say it. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, this is all brought down in Birshu, he writes in Shuk Minchas Shlomo, Kuf Mem Aleph, Simen Ayin Gimel Os Yud, that since nowadays there are found in Yerushalayim, because again, the real relevance to this Pesach is what we're going to be seeing in Sif Beis, the tearing Kriya for Yerushalayim. He said, since there are mosques, and there are churches, and there are graves of non-Jews, and we do not have the ability to just wipe them out and get rid of them. So therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says Yerushalayim is still considered in its Churban state. This is also the opinion of the Kilas Yaakov. And again, the reason is that nowadays we are not in total control because we are totally in world opinion. And in Vazner, Shut Shevet Halevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin Ches, he says another Chiddush. He says that since the Medina is not controlled by Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, so Yerushalayim can't be defined as Bibinyana, and therefore he says, in principle, it should be something that is done, Kriya for Yerushalayim, but he says that the minhag of not tearing Kriya in Yerushalayim itself, for Yerushalayim, should leave those who do not tear Kriya for Yerushalayim, but only for the Makom HaMikdash, leave them be. We will be discussing this more as we get to Sif Beis, which discusses, actually, Aroe Yerushalayim de Korbanah. So back to the Mishnah Brura on the Ramah that said that when you would tear Kriya for Aroe Yehuda, it's only if it's close enough, like from Tzoyfin to Yerushalayim, Sifkot and Gimut, Yishamadgiya, Samoch Lehem Kemo, the Rochav Yoysa Lecha Shiva Riyah. Further than that, is not considered a seeing of it, Kemo, Lahala, you see coming up. Ulefima Shebeyar of the Kamek. And as we're going to explain coming up, the Kama Poskin pleads that there are a number of Poskin that argue on this. The Sovereign, the Ain Shir Ludavar. There are Poskin that hold that there's no real Shir, Ella Demimakoim Sheroa Chayav Lebroa. But rather, it's purely based on practically when you see the place, that's when you're Korea. So therefore, he says, Hu Adin Bein Yanenu. So again, as we're going to see, there is a Gedanin Machlokes with respect to Minat Soifim Lirushalayim, if that's a certain Shir, or it's just really referring to the place where the ear could be seen. You're up to Sif Beis. Haroe Yerushalayim Bechurbana Aimer Sion Haisa Midbar Shemama. Sion, referring to Yerushalayim, became a midbar and desolate. Bikareya. And then he's also Korea. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katam Dalit. Haroe Yerushalayim Yeshekasu. There are those that say Shemistavra Sheyon Sheroa Adam Tchila Yerushalayim the Korbana Sheyesor Oso Hayom Kulo the Basar V'Yayim. That it makes sense, he says, that on the time when the person sees Yerushalayim in his Korban, meaning the time when he's going to have to tear Kriya, or he hasn't seen it, we'll see. He hasn't seen Yerushalayim 30 days, we'll see that's going to be the gauge of when it's considered a new sighting of the Korban that would demand Kriya. He says if to Stavra that if he sees it, it should be usher that day, totally on him, the basar v'yayin, not to eat basar v'yayin. Now, what's considered Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh? What's considered Yerushalayim? What about the new city outside the old city? What about the expanded city of Yerushalayim? So, once again, Rav Tukachinsky in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Simen Chaf Beis, Sif Beis, he says that that's not considered Yerushalayim with respect to tearing Kriya, and one should not tear Kriya except for the city inside the walls and the actual seeing of the walls and the seeing of Har Tzion, that's what would be considered a Re'iyah, but not the city. So the walls of the city, Har Tzion, which is outside, the area where we'll be this year for Shabbos, the area where Diaspora Yeshiva is, those areas you would tear Kriya on Yerushalayim, but not the new city. And Shevet Halevi said the same thing, Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin Ches, Shevet Halevi, the Vazner. It doesn't have a din of Yerushalayim, the Chazon Ish, and the Stipler, in Orchas Rabbeinu Chelek Beis, Amad Kuf Mem Ches, he says that he was made to be Kairea when he came into Shar Yafo, when he saw the Ira'it Hatika, when he actually went into Shar Yafo, when he saw the old city. And the Divrei Yatziv, which is the Sefer of the Heusenberger, his Chuvus, in Halichas Chaim Moadim Zmanim, Amad Reish Mem Aleph, he was Ragil, normally closed his eyes when he got close to the Ir Atika until he got to the Kotel, and only then he would be Korea, because he did not really know when the point was to actually be Korea on Yerushalayim. And as we will see, if you get there all the way, so then you just basically need to tear Korea on the Kotel Amaravi, the Makom HaMikdash, and that would suffice. That's a wild thing that he would close his eyes when he got close to the Kira Tika, all the way until he reached the Kotel. We continue like that. So now, Kisharoa Beis Hamigdash. When you see the Beis Hamigdash, Omer Beis Kodshenu V'Sifarkenu Asher Hilalucha Boi Avisenu Haya L'Sreifas Eish V'Chol Machmadenu Haya L'Chorva. So the Beis Hamigdash that was our glory, that was praised by our fathers, by our forefathers, was totally burnt up, and all that was within was destroyed. The Kireya, and then you go ahead and you tear Kriya. Mishnah Brura, Beis Hamikdash, Sifkatan Hey, Vanichnas Ata Lumkaim Mikdash Chayev Kares. Nowadays, if someone actually goes into the Makaim Mikdash, it's Chayev Kares. Shekulanu Tamei Mason, because we are all Tamei Mes. U Kedusha Harishaina, Kisha Lashaisa, Kisha Lasalava, and Kedusha the Mikdash is always there. Nayain, Bilkute Alachais, Zvachim Berkashechei, Vahamale, Ma Shekasabu Sham Meinian Ze. Haroya Migdash, Haroya Beis HaMikdash. You see the Beis HaMikdash, as we said, you have to tear Kriya. So what then is considered the Riyas Beis HaMikdash? You can't go into the Harabayas. So what is it? So once again, Rav Tokachinsky in Simon Chof Beis Sifei says specifically when you see, and you have to see the Ritzpah, the ground of the Azara, that is considered the Riyas HaMikdash and Yechayev B'Kriya. And not if you just see the Harabayas, or the walls. Whew. And he says, the Riyas Kotel HaMaravi is not considered seeing the Mikdash. However, he adds that if you see the mosque, you see the Dome of the Rock, which is considered the Makom HaMikdash itself, the Bach and the Pasa Shulchan says that you are Kareah, that you tear, and therefore, Hagong of Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Halicha Shlomo says that as well, that you tear Kriya when you see the Dome of the Rock. On the other hand, Ligos Moshe and Or Chaim, Chelek Dalad, Simen Ayin, Osir Aleph, it's mashma that even someone who comes to the Kotel and doesn't see the ground of the Azara or the Dome of the Rock is obligated to tear Kriya. And this was the minag of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, Orchas Rabbeinu, Chelek Beis, pages Amud Kuf Mem Ches and Kuf Mem Tes. Now, without getting into what the Mishnah Brura brings up here about going up onto the Harabayas, which he clearly says is a Kriya Kares, Nefer Shash Kriya Kares. So we're not going to get into this major focus today, whether or not you could make the proper precautions to go up to the Harabayas. That's a huge, huge Shaila. Rove and the majority of Poskim, Gedole Poskim, are against any going up to the Harabayas. When it comes to a very practical issue for all of us is the issue of what about putting your fingers inside the walls of the Kotel? Is that considered the Har HaBayis? So the Chazon Ish in Orchas Rabbeinu Chelek Beis Amud Kuf Mem Tes said to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it states that he told Rav Chaim Kanievsky that you can go all the way up to the Kotel, since the Kotel, okay, is the Har HaBayis and not the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, if you're on the outside, you're not standing inside the Har HaBayis. But he said, as long as you do not stick your fingers into the stones of the Kotel. Now, the truth is, it says there that the Chazon Ish himself would not go all the way up to the Kotel, but he himself told the Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he can go up to it without sticking the fingers in. However, in the Shut Or Letzion, he writes that it is permitted to actually put your fingers, this is in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Tshuva Dalet in the Shut Or Letzion, that it's mutter to even put your fingers in the Kotel, and this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also maintained in the Halicha Shlomo, Luchas Tfila, Perek Vav, Orchas Halacha Ha'ara 41, and he writes the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he writes that he's never seen that in the past people were makbid not to put their fingers into the Kotel. So that's why today you see there are people that are, you know, makbid, some people are not makbid, to put their fingers into the crevices of the Kotel. Makes putting the little kapitlich in the Kotel not so simple. We now move weiter. So we're up to now Sifkaton Vav, and here the Mishnah Brura explains what is done during Kriya when you're Kireya. So he says, Ayin Bach, check out the Bach, Shechayev L'shtachavos L'kroa Es B'gadol. You have to bow down and tear your clothes. You should be crying and mourning and wailing over the Beis HaMikdash. You say, Mizmor la'asaf ad sof. And when you tear, you make a bracha. and you say, you tear Kriya, you say, Baruch Dayan Emes, except, he says, Afali Shem Umachus, except without Shem Umachus, Ki Kol Mishpatav Tzedek Ve'emes, so all Hashem's judgments are righteous and true, Hatsur Tamim Palo, Ki Kol Drachav Mishpat, Kelem Unav Ein Avel, Tzedek Yashahu, Ba'atat Tzedek Ala Kol Abba Aleinu, V'chulei. That's the extended version of the bracha of Dayan Emes, and you don't say it with Shem Umachus. Now the post can all talk about the fact that people don't seem to be too machbid about tearing Kriya when they come to Shalayim, to the Kotel, and the Shut HaLevi in Chelek Zayin, Simon Ayin Hey, Ayin Ches, he says, Eino Kedin, it's not according to Halacha, you have to tear Kriya. And this is also the opinion of Eliyashiv in Ashrei Ha'ish, Chelek Gimel, Chelek Ayin Gimel, Oshid Beis, and also Igros Moshe says this as well, and Orach Chaim, Chelek Hey, Simon Lamed Zayin, Os Gimel. So all these poskim say it's wrong not to go ahead and tear Kriya when you come to the Makom HaMikdash, especially. And we'll discuss this more, and we'll see that it has to do with coming after having not been there 30 days. Now there seems to be a kula for people who live in Yerushalayim, even in the new city of Yerushalayim, that they might not have to go ahead and tear Kriya each time, even if it's after 30 days. If Shlomo Zalman tries to give in Alicha Shlomo, Tila Perichav Gimel, Archas Halacha, R116, a svara for why residents of Yerushalayim would not have to tear Kriya. But Ramesha says even those who live in Yerushalayim, they don't see the Makom HaMikdash, will have to tear Kriya if they come after 30 days. Now, what about the shtick that people do? They seem to think it's a valid halachic maneuver. And the truth is, some poskim do allow it. B'shas Chak, I know my son, when he proposed to his wife at the Kotel, he hadn't been there for 30 days. So his Rosh Yeshiva, you know, said that he was Mekel, that he would be able to do it in that Shas HaTchak situation, because not geshmak when you're proposing to go ahead and tear Kriya on the smooth suit that you're wearing, or even the smooth shirt that you're wearing. But in principle, the Paiskim are very against being makne the beged to someone else. The idea would be that if you are makne the beged, you sell your beged to someone else, that would pater you from Kriya, because you can't do Kriya on someone else's beged, because he's makbid, that you don't do Kriya. But the Shut Or Letzion says one should not. This is in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed, Tshuva Hey. He says one should not be noyeg this way to get out of the mitzvah of Kriya. And in fact, the Haras Moyeg Katan Chaf Beis of Eliyashiv maintain that you can't do this because the Kona, the one who's acquiring it, really isn't makbid that you would be Kareya. In other words, he doesn't care if you're Kareya, because if they matana almanas la'achzer anyway, it's not like you're really being makne him the shirt. So he really doesn't care if you tear the shirt that you supposedly were makne to him, or that you halachically, legally were makne to him, because it's not really his shirt that he's going to be wearing. And this, as well, was the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Madnei Shlomo, Amud Samech, that it's not proper to go ahead and be makne, and it's possible that it wouldn't even work. Meikar Adin. But again, I told you that my son's Rosh Yeshiva was a big gain. He allowed him to do this when he had to go to propose to his wife to be makne the beged to someone else. Now, one of the issues that comes up is the issue of when you don't have to tear Kriya on what days. So obviously on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself, you don't tear Kriya if you go then during your 30 days. Well, on Chol HaMoed as well, the poskim all say that you do not have to go ahead and tear Kriya on Chol HaMoed. However, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and days that you don't say Tachnun, Chazon Ish, in Orchas Rabbeinu, he and Rabbi Yashiv says you have to tear Kriya. What about on Erev Shabbos? There seems to be a minhag that you go to the Kotel on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov after Chatzos. So the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, Dr. Kaczynski, he says that the minhag is not to be kareya. That seems to be the minhag. And the Igros Moshe gives maybe as a possibility in Os Beis, the Igros Moshe writes that it's possible that the reason for this minhag is that a person after Chatzos, if he tears Kriya, it's going to lead him to maybe have Tsar that's going to enter into Shabbos. You know, you have Tzar on Shabbos. So therefore, he writes that if you have the minug not to tear, that's your minug kavua, don't go and change the minug. But he says, if you don't have such a minug, you should be kaireya after Chatzos. This was the opinion of Chazon Ish, Marcus Rabbeinu Chelet Beis, Amit Kufman Tes, and Rabbi Yashiv in Ashrei Ha'ish, Chelet Gimel, Chelet Ayin Gimel, Os Tes Vav, that during these times, after Chatzos, one has to go ahead and tear Kriya. And on Moshe Shabbos as well, Eliyashiv there in Oisid Zion says, you have to tear Kriya. We now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. So from where already are you obligated to tear kriya? Min hatsoifin, from soifin. So what does hatsoifin mean? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin. Perish lo chashiv riya me richuk maka. This means that it's not considered a riya if it's far away. Ella mishegia le soifin. It has to be that you reached soifin to hu makam samach li Yerushalayim, which is a place that is close to Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's chashiv riya. It's considered a riya. It's considered a seeing. Now, comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Ken kasa beis Yosef, aval, kama paiskim, he says, there are a number of paiskim, kasvu, that seifin havi pirusha. That seifin doesn't mean a certain place that happens to be close enough to see. Rather, seifin refers to kol makom sof Yerushalayim, any place around Yerushalayim, sheyechol leros sham, that you can see Yerushalayim from. That's what sofim means, and when you get to that place where you can see Yerushalayim, regardless of whether it's sofim or not, you have to tear kriya. O kasvu, he also writes, the mishigiyah let seifin, sarach lakroa, afal bi, shadayin lo ra osa. They write that if you get to actual sofim, then you have to tear, even if you did not see it, because you're at the place where you could see it. Kasav aleo rabba, kol shekara v'ra'a k'tzas af shelo ra'a tzof. Your rabba writes, whoever tore kriya, but based on just seeing it a little bit, but didn't see it fully and clearly, Yerushalayim, yishyagia ain't sarach l'kra'a over. You don't have to do any more kriya. Halechakila yeshlo lahamtin ad shiyagia limkom sofim. However, lechakila, he should wait until he reaches the makom of Seifin to go ahead and tear Kriya. So he tears Kriya when he sees Yerushalayim, minat Seifin, v'yachakach ki sheyira ha-mikdash. When he sees the mikdash, kareya kera ech acher. He then goes ahead and he tears another Kriya, v'kol Kriya tefach. And every Kriya is a tefach. It has to be a tefach of a tear, the size of a tefach. Since you're doing two kriyas, you have to separate each kriya, each tearing, by three etzbos. Now, what about to hold off and not to be kareya on Yerushalayim until you see the makom hamikdash? So, the Stipler in Orchas Rabbeinu Chelek Beis Amud Kufnen maintains that it is l'chaira mutter to do such a thing. Ubier Shaman explains there that the idea of tearing twice is only lechatchila, and to close your eyes, not to see Yerushalayim until you get to the Makom Mikdash. His opinion is that sure is mutter, and we saw that there were paiskim, that's what he used to do, actually, for a different reason, if you remember, because, as we said in the beginning, since there are days, what exactly day is considered seeing Yerushalayim, so therefore, that's what the Divayatsiv, Fleisenberger Rebbe would do, close his eyes until he got to the seeing the Makom HaMikdash. So again, so the Shulchan Aruch here says, you tear when you come into Tzayfin, you tear, and you tear again. Sounds like a lechatchila, but again, many wait and do one big kriya when they reach the Makom HaMikdash. We continue weiter. The Shulchan Aruch then continues, in ba derech HaMidbar. What happens if a person comes to Yerushalayim from the Midbar, meaning from the east or the north, she'az roeh HaMikdash tchila, he'll see the Beis HaMikdash before he sees Yerushalayim, then kareya al HaMikdash tefach. He then goes ahead and he tears on the mikdash, on the Beis HaMikdash, a tefach, yacharkach, kishiyireh Yerushalayim, mosif al-kera rishon kol shehu. So tears a tefach for the mikdash, and afterwards when he sees Yerushalayim, because all he was seeing was the mikdash because he came from the north or the east, then he just adds a kol shehu, a minimal amount, sifkat and test, kol shehu, the ain't tzarech tefach, not require a tearing another tefach. Because the core mitzvah of kriya, he was already yotzei in when he tore on the mikdash. Because the kedusha of Yosef Yerushalayim, because the kedusha of the mikdash is greater than Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim's kedusha, obviously, okay, is within the kedusha of the mikdash. Kedusha of the mikdash is obviously superior. Sif Gimel. In Kara al Achas Me'ar Yehuda, person went ahead and he tore kriya on one of the Ara Yehuda. You don't have to go ahead and tear kriya when you see a different one of the Arei Yehuda. Chutz mi Yerushalayim, except Yerushalayim. Meaning if you tore on one of the Arei Yehuda, let's say you were of the opinion that Achad Ron Yudus tear kriya. Again, that's not a minhag. Then you would still have to tear kriya again when you get to Yerushalayim. But not if you came across a different one of the Arei Yehuda. Except for Yerushalayim, shechozer v'korea leah, korea acher b'fnei atzmo. You go ahead and you do another separate kriya on Yerushalayim because of its unique status and its greater level of kedusha. In kara al Yerushalayim tchila, and if a person went ahead and he was kareya on Yerushalayim before the other Arei Yehuda, eino tzarech lekroa al shari Arei Yehuda, does not have to go ahead and tear kriya on the other cities of Yehuda. Sif katan
Yud. Eino chose of a korea kashira. The kulu chashuva kachas. Because all the Ari Yehuda, the reason why if you saw one Ari Yehuda, you don't have to tear kriya when you get to a different Ari Yehuda, because it's all considered like one, namely, they're all equal status of seeing Ari Yehuda. But still, similar to what we saw, when you go from the Beis HaMikdash, seeing that to Yerushalayim, you should be Mosif a Kolshu a little bit, but not a full Tefach. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Eino Tzarech Lekroa Al Shar Ere Yehuda. If he saw Yerushalayim and then another Ari Yehuda, doesn't have to go ahead and tear Kriya on the other Ari Yehuda. Hainu Afilu Toisefes Kera Bialma, even a little additional Kriya. Gamke Eino Tzarech, you did not have to, because it is also a Ari Yehuda, besides being an Ari Yehuda equivalent, it is superior to the Arei Yehuda. Now we come to how much you have to tear and what you have to tear. We'll see the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and we will see as well that there's actually a machlokes regarding this, and not all agree with the Shulchan Aruch, which is the opinion of the Beis Yosef. Let's see. Kol ha'kriyah elu b'yado u'me'umad. All the tearing and the kriya is done with one's hand and standing. The karea kol k'suso, and you have to go ahead and tear all your clothes that you're wearing, sha'alav, meaning all the layers of clothes, actually galas libo, till you reveal the heart. Ve'eino ma'ache kroyim elu la'olam. And you cannot go ahead and sew up in a regular fashion these, and fix in a regular fashion these tears forever. However, you could go ahead and gather them together, the two sides that were torn apart, the two parts that were torn apart, and you could, in a butchered-like, ladder-like fashion, meaning in an uneven way, go ahead and sew it back up, but not in a way that it reverts it back to as if there was no sewn up, as if there was no tear in the first place. Mishnah Brura, biyado, sifkat yud beis, the loba kli, should be done with your hand and not with a kli, sifkat yud divel, eslibo, v'lachein yikra mitzad small. And this is the reason why we tear, and you have to tear on the left side, ki alei is the small, because the heart is on the left. That means a inner and outer type of stitch, which would fully sew it back together. The Rashi Peresh Tfira Miyusheres. Rashi contrasts it with the type of Tfira of Shalom Lamalan. It means a straight, clean sewing that puts it back the way it was before. Lashalom Tedvav. He says even when you go ahead and you sew it up in this non-normative fashion, it has to be done Tzikon Tezvav L'machar. It means it's stitches that are not yashar, not straight. It's clearly a butchered type of sewing up that's allowed. Now, nowadays, Dr. Kaczynski said here in Sefer Eretz Yisrael is that the minhag is only to tear one beged, and even with a kli. So unlike the Shulchan Aruch, okay, who is going with the opinion of the Rambam, they say that we go with the opinion, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says this as well, that we go with the opinion of the Ravid that says one can go ahead and tear only one beged and not all of the begadim up until the lathe. And this is the way Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskin, and this is the way Stipler paskin, that one can be makel and be samech on the Ravid, who says that you don't have to tear up until the heart, because it's and so you can be samech on the Ravid because it's a suffix derabanan le kula. Again, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was in Shut Mincha Shlomo Kufmem Aleph Simon Ayin Gimel Os Aleph, and the cycle was found. It is found in the Orchas Rabbeinu Chelik Beis Amud Kufmem Ches. So, in summary, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down the sheet of the Rambam that it has to be with your hand standing and tearing all your garments, you don't have anyone that says you shouldn't do it standing, but you can do it. And the minhag seems to be to do it, you can do it with a kli, and you don't have to tear all your begadim tilei, but one beged is enough. Sif hey, holechu bal Yerushalayim, holechu bal. Guy goes to Yerushalayim, goes and leaves and comes back, leaves and comes back. Tosh shoshim yom, if within 30 days he comes back, eino korea kara achar. He does not have to go ahead and tear again. In la'achar shoshim yom, chozev korea. But if he comes back to Yerushalayim after 30 days, he must go ahead and tear kri again. Huadin bare Yehuda uvamikdash. Same thing applies to the cities of Yehuda and the mikdash. Mishtabura sifkat yitayim haya holechu ba baroi Yerushalayim tosh shoshim yom. Someone who sees Yerushalayim within 30 days, even though he didn't tear, don't shadar b'socha, like he lives there, ain't sarach l'krala al Arei Yehuda, does not have to go ahead and tear for sure on any Arei Yehuda, unless he left and went to an Arei Yehuda, someone who's born in Yerushalayim, afilu higdil, ain't sarach l'krala, even if he grows up, he does not have to go ahead and tear, meaning when he becomes a bar mitzvah. Why? Because the begat nuso, pater. Because before he was a bar mitzvah, he was pater. There's not even a mitzvah chinuch. Clearly, according to the Mishnah Brura. Therefore, when he becomes a gadol, He doesn't have to be Karea. Because he saw it within 30 days, meaning since it's within 30 days of when he's a bar mitzvah, so he saw it within 30 days. Very cool. Psak. Just to end off, it seems to be some minhag that if you live in Yerushalayim itself, that you don't have to tear Kriya, even if you live in the new city of Yerushalayim, outside the Chomos, that you don't have to go ahead and tear Kriya if you come after 30 days. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to hold that that psak is okay. Others say not that way. Adkan.